We also really don't need Purell for washing hands. But we've got paws. I don't know. Does Purell work on fur paws? Anyone know? We haven't asked 100 people on this, so we really don't know. But, oh, it will discolor. So we're going to hold off on that. But when it's appropriate, we'll put it back on here. That being said, guys, welcome to Furry Feud. The only place where your questions, excuse me, our questions, your answers will be featured here off on our two boards. And we're not going to waste any time. We're going to get right into it. Let's bring up our two leaders of everybody. Let's get, we got our wildflower, we've got Kovu. Yeah, it's very simple, guys. Very simple. Okay, hold, wait. Whoever buzzes in first will answer the question. Now. Really? You want to give an answer?
Give an answer.
No, I'm not going to give an answer. We're not going to do that. Let's reset this. All right. Name something a furry might have in their backpack. Kobu.
Comp badge.
Show me comp badge. Ooh, number 7. You have the opportunity to steal a wildflower. Name something a furry might have in their backpack.
Gummy bears.
Show me gummy bears? Do we have... Nothing! Kobe, are you going to keep or are you going to pass?
We'll play.
All right, let's play over here, guys. All right, let's go over to our next family. Introduce yourself.
Cam.
All right, Cam. Name something a furry might have in their backpack.
Fursuit spray.
Show me fursuit spray! We've got fursuit supplies! Alright, our next family, introduce yourself.
I'm Knight.
Alright, name something a furry might have in their backpack.
Water bottle.
Show me water bottle! We've got water! It's the number one answer! Alright, introduce yourself.
I'm Mamu.
Hi, Mamu.
Name something that a fursuit might have, excuse me, a furry might have in their backpack. Also, why do you have a knife?
Violence. Yes. No, actually.
Oh, me, violence? I'm kidding.
What the fan already said?
Was a what?
Fan said.
A fursuit, does a furry have a fan in their backpack? Show me fan. Oh, we're going to go with fursuit supplies. Am I overhearing that correctly? All right, you already said it's fursuit supplies, so yes, we're going to ask you for another answer.
Collar.
Show me collar. Still fursuit supply. Okay. Someone get my judges a microphone.
A sandwich?
Show me a sandwich! Alright, it's wrong. Alright, please introduce yourself.
I'm Max Puppy.
Alright, Max, name something a furry might have in their backpack.
Con book.
Wait a minute, do we have the con books yet? Oh, I'm sorry, is that too soon? I know, and I'm the director of programming. I really shouldn't make those kind of jokes. Show me con book! Oh, that's strike number 2. All right, introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Draxus. Hey, Draxus. Now, need something a furry might have in their backpack.
I'm going to go with deodorant.
Please, dear God, show me deodorant! Are you kidding me? We'd like to now remind you all that these are your answers. You are responsible for some of the answers that are up on here. And by some, I mean all. And by you, we mean whoever filled out our form that we put out on Twitter. We also want to thank you for all the audience participation that we have in this. Now, speaking of audience participation, our family over here, which I'm politely stalling for, as they are trying to figure out what might still be up in here. We've got 6, 5, 3, and 2. Now, when we go through, and you see the answers up on the board, you're going to say out loud whatever those answers are when they come up, just like you would in Family Feud. Now, do we have a consensus answer?
Stickers.
Show me stickers! We've got stickers! And the Wacky Wave Inflatable 2 men have stolen the board! How many points have they gotten? Oh, wait a minute. We'll figure that out in a minute. Show me number 6.
Plushies.
Plushies. Show me number 3.
Arms.
We would have taken art. All right. Show me number 2.
18 plus arms.
That is code, and you all know why. Thank you for coming to Furry Feud. And let's give our points over to the wackable, wavy, inflatable arm men. And let's get up our next two contestants, Cam, Threaten. Come on up here. Now, Threaten, you're going to know this. You're going to have a lot of suggestions to this. You know why?
Why?
Because you're a DJ, and you happen to be DJing tomorrow night.
11 p.m.
Good. Now that we've gotten the shameless plugs out of the way.
Thanks for the law.
You're welcome. Name something you see at a furry rave. Cam.
People dancing.
Show me people dancing! Number 6 is dancing! There's a lot of options on the board. Not yet. Wait a minute. Drayton. A lot of options up there. Show me something you see at a furry rave.
Pup hood.
Show me pup hood! On there, not on there. Cam, are you gonna pass, or are you gonna play, or are you gonna pass?
Let's play.
We're gonna play again. All right. Are you sure? Didn't go out so well last time. That's okay. We're gonna keep on. All right. Name something you see at a furry rave.
Glow sticks.
Show me glow sticks. Number 1. All right, Mayo, I'm not going to lie, since you have the knife, I'm just going to do this as far away as possible.
Kissing.
Show me, oh God, why am I going to say this out loud? Show me smooching! HR! Oh, I get it, it's HR violations, isn't it? So, we'll go with that for kissing. All right, Max. Name something you find at a furry rave.
Alcohol.
Show me alcohol. No alcohol. But you can get your own alcohol at Furry Apocalypse's own bar right outside at the hotel. Another shameless plug. All right, Traxxas. Name something you find at a furry rave.
Let's go for the lights.
Show me lights! We've got lights! All right, Kobo. Name something you've seen at a furry rave.
I don't know what answers were said. I'm scared. Fursuits?
All right. Please. Show me fursuits! We've got fursuits! All right, Camp, 2 more answers on the board. Name something you've seen at furry rave.
Okay, so is HR like 18 plus? So?
HR violations would be 18 plus items, or are there 18 plus actions and of the consensual nature?
Dubstep.
I'm sorry, dubstep. Okay, this will be entertaining. Show me dubstep! I'm not gonna lie to you. Name something you see at a furry rave. Dubstep. What does dubstep look like? We'll get back to you. You know what, Traxxas? With your set last night, definitely counts of what dubstep looks like.
I'm sorry.
You shouldn't apologize. That was an epic set. All right, name something you see at a furry rave.
DJ.
Yeah. Show me the DJs. On the board. 1 to go.
DJ board.
We're gonna say though that counts with the DJs.
Maybe fursuit props? Does that count?
Judges, do fursuit counts? Does that count as part of the fursuits or not? That does not count. So show me fursuit props! Ah! Alright, well, as these guys discussed, again, guys, we sent this out. We got 109 different responses. Most of these responses were quite valid. Some of the responses were not so valid. Things that I know that were one-offs include, well, let's just say, items that we're not going to be able to put up on these screens and also have streaming at the same time. That being said, we all want to thank you again for coming back to Furpocalypse. And I think I've stalled enough. Do we have a consensus answer?
Water stations.
Please show me water stations! Ah. Alright, this time, you guys got it. They didn't make the steal. But what is the number three answer?
Rave clothes.
Crop tops. That would make sense. Let's bring up our next two contestants. We got ourselves Wayon. Come on up, let's go! I'm not gonna. What the? You, no. You know what? We're gonna leave it. Right? Way on. One. I wasn't ready for that. That was funny. Thank you, audience. All right, this is very important. What is the first thing that you pack for a furry convention?
Grass.
Oh, Lord. Show me grass. Thank you. Again, I like to remind you, what is the first thing you pack for a furry convention? Night.
Fursuit.
Show me fursuit! Number one answer! Are you gonna play or are you gonna pass?
We're gonna pass.
You're gonna pass? Alright! Let's bring over to the Wacky Wave of Inflatable Men. Men? Yeah, that works. Introduce yourselves and give me an answer of what is the first thing you pack for a FurCon?
I'm a Hanu. Hi. As you can see, I'm a plaid mess.
You look very nice, I have to say. This works out really well. It's like we coordinated.
I'm glad you brought your plaid to church today. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, amen. The thing I would... What is the prompt?
What is... What is the first thing you pack for FurCon?
Clothes.
Show me clothes! Number two! All right, introduce yourself and introduce yourself for us.
Hi, I'm Polar. I make the computers go beep boop at the con.
Yes, you do. Now, what is the first thing you pack for FurCon?
Money.
Show me the money! Really?
Good answer.
It's a good answer, but really? Alright, Wildflower, what is the first thing? Actually, no, introduce yourself. And what is the first thing you bring to a FurCon?
I'm Wildflower, and I bring snacks.
Show me snacks! Ooh. Again, if you didn't hear what Wayon just said, no wonder why grass wasn't a thing. There's no snacks! Anyway, wait a minute. Introduce yourself.
Hello, I am Brayton. I'm also Nick Nocturne's understudy, occasionally. But I do graphic stuff, and...
Name something you've... What's the first thing you pack for a FurCon?
Sketchbook.
Show me the sketchbook! Art supplies on the board! Alright, so we know there's no snacks, and we know there's no grass. Name something, Wayon, that you pack for a FurCon.
The microphone tastes good.
Give me an answer.
Pills? Medicine?
Yes!
Show me pills or medicine! It's number three! You guys need to start thinking about what is the answers. We got got a lot of answers up on here. It could be a myriad of things. I'm legitimately surprised we've only gotten three. We've got number 7, 6, 5, 4, and 3. We also have another shameless plug, but they have an answer, so we'll have to get to that another time. Kovu, what is your team decided on?
Some items that can't be shown everywhere in the con, so maybe like a little risque.
Show me items. And our wacky little inflatable department, take the points on this one. Show us number 7. Furry accessories. Show us number 6. I would have given them that for 18 plus items. And also, oops, I'm not gonna lie. Well stated. Show us number 5. Well, also would have put that underneath a few different things, but I now understand why we didn't just say items, because we've got 2. Flat state number 4. Let's see number 3. This is the most appropriate answer. We got deodorant for the first thing you pack, but apparently it's also not in your backpack. Let's think about that, America. And let's bring up our next two contestants. We got Bahana. We've got Mayo. Come on up. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the points are now doubled. Am I correct in this? Because I can. Yes, I am correct in this. I can barely see. Apparently, we did a bad job of putting my judges and our tech team behind blinding ass lights. But this is a good one. It's a really good one. And by good one, it's actually the worst one. Name the worst fursuit spray or scent. Well, Hanu.
Sweat.
Show me sweat. We'll take it. But it's only number 4. You have the opportunity to steal. Mayumu.
Garbage.
Give me garbage!
That's a good.
We do not have garbage. No garbage. Ahana, are you going to... Ahana, are you going to play or are you going to pass?
We're going to play.
They're going to play, everybody. Polar, name the worst fursuit spray or fragrance.
I'd have to say Odu Skunk.
Give me Pepe Le Pew. The number 2 answer is Skunk. All right, Wildflower. Which, you know, that would be a nice scent. It should not be on this board. But give me the name of the worst fursuit sprayer scent.
Wet Dogs.
Show me Wet Dog. We got Wet Dog! Also, the unofficial scent of our faves on occasion, unfortunately. Threaten! Name the worst fursuit spray or fragrance.
I'm going to be topical and say Red Lion Mildew.
Well, this will be entertaining. Give me Red Lion Mildew. Judges, well played. We got Molcon. All right, way on. Name the worst fursuit spray or scent.
Roadkill.
Give me, oh God, Roadkill. Oh, thank God. No, it's not a good smell. I'm just glad that I don't have to see Roadkill on there. Anyway, moving on. Ahano, name the worst fursuit sprayer scent.
Axe Body Spray.
We also like to remind you that Axe Body Spray is definitely not a sponsor, but are they on our board? Show me Axe Body Spray. We've got Axe Body Spray, everybody! All right, Polar. All right, Polar, we got number 5, number 1, and can I read more backwards? Number 8!
Would Musky Husky be a duplicate?
I'm getting a no from the judges. So, show me, well, at least it is Musky Husky on our board. It's number one! So there is a difference between Musky Husky and Wet Dog. We've now proven it, and by we, you all have proven it. So thank you, America. Wildflower, no pressure. There's two on the board, number five and number eight. Are you ready?
Brussels sprouts.
What? Show me Brussels sprouts? Brussels, I'm not gonna lie. I have no idea what the scent of Brussels sprouts is, but I'm kind of glad it's not on our board. Third, we got two more left and one more guest to go. No pressure. What's the worst fursuit spray or scent? Jeez, show me. No, just kidding.
Asbestos.
take a look here. Show me asbestos. No, it is not on there. It's a good answer. We also like to remind you, as we're letting them do all of this stuff, do we already have a consensus answer?
Yes.
All right, Cam. Name the worst fursuit spray, scent, or fragrance. Poop. I walked into this one. Why did I agree to do this? Show me poop. And why can we both flood women take the win? Excuse me, why win they take the points? Let's see, number eight. Lemon pledge. Again, number eight was lemon pledge. Show me number five. Again, these are your answers, not my answers, not their answers, your answers. And apparently, bath lavender is up there as well as lemon pledge. Let's get our next two contestants up here. Ah, yes. Now that you've shaken hands, do you need to use the gigantic thing of... do you think we have enough? Yes, we do in fact need all of this, apparently, before the bar opens. All right. Name something you would be surprised to see at a FurCon. Polar.
Anime cosplayer.
Show me anime cosplayer. What? Oh, no. Polar, you have one job. Now, was that the response of that, or was that just, are we good to go now?
That was the response.
That is correct now. We anime cosplayer is not on the list. Max, name something you'd be surprised to see in a FurCon.
Amish.
Show me the Amish! What? That's what we're calling quote unquote normal people. All right, Max, thank you for the homage. Draxus, name something you'd be surprised to see at a FurCon.
I'm going to say a religious service.
Show me God. God isn't at the furry convention. Don't you know? All right, Kovu, name something you would be surprised to see at a furry convention.
Well-rested staff.
For the record, we are totally wet-rested. Totally. Not even a little. Not even a little. But show me rested staff! Oh, no. All right, Kim. Name something. How many are we up to? Two? We're gonna go with two. Cam, no pressure. Got a lot of answers on the board. Only one strike to go. Name something you would be surprised to see at a furry convention.
Um,
Maybe, like in a stutter.
Do you need a moment? Because we also like to remind you, if they miss this, you guys have the chance to steal, so you might want to already start discussing and deliberating.
Can you say it for me?
Deodorant.
You'd be surprised to see deodorant. And now I'm sensing a theme. Show me deodorant. Good hygiene. Good hygiene counts for showing, or rather, for having deodorant. Apparently something that is surprising to see at a furry convention. Please help us change this fact. Thank you. All right, Knight. Name something you'd be surprised to see at a furry convention.
Non-EDM music at a rave.
I feel shade with that statement, and at the same time, I expect it on the board. Show me non-EDM music! What? A lot of surprises on this one. Do we have a consensus answer? All right. Three, what is your answer?
A celebrity.
Oh, Lord. Show me a celebrity! Number one! Famous people! All right! Show us number four. You know what? Counts. Show me number three. Oh, yeah. Audience, can we hear that one more time?
Yo mama.
We'll just go with yo mama. Show me number two. We'll take the political protests. All right. Let's reset this. Reset. Ha! I can do this. And let's bring up our next two contestants. Texas. I forget who's over here now. Wildflower, you're up here. Yes, it is uneven. It's okay. They're offering you a hand. All right. Do you need to use the Purell? Later. Okay, good.
I love how you have the same.
Name a job or industry that is popular within the furry fandom. Wait a minute. Wait. Am I the only one that also saw that, too? You definitely hit that first. But it shows over here. One more time. Reset. Oh, we got the loose switch. That's a little bit of a problem.
I did my job.
But you know what? There's a reason why I'm here. I can totally call it, even when the instruments don't work exactly the way they want it to. It's like, you know, a whole of sports. Moving on. Name something that is, name a job or industry that's popular within the furry fandom.
You say tech or IT?
Show me tech or IT! It's the number one answer! Jaxus, are you gonna play or are you gonna pass? They're gonna play, everybody! All right, Kovu, name a job or industry that is popular within the furry fandom.
Oh, God.
Show me, oh, God!
Let's go with automotive space.
What? Show me the automotive space. Let's see some mechanics. Engineering. Oh, we'll take it. Cam, name a job or industry that is popular within the furry fandom.
Food service.
Show me food service. Ooh, nice. No pressure. Two guesses to go.
Musician.
Show me musicians! All right, we'll take it. Artist slash animator. I like it. I like the call. Mamu. We did say artist slash animators, and apparently we're calling an artist a wide variety of things.
Painter? Painter? Would that be an artist?
A painter would be an artist.
Dancer.
Show me dancer. or choreography, but it could have worked either way. Max, name a job or industry that is popular within the furry fandom.
Streamer.
You know what? It should be there. Let's see streamer! Oh my god! A lot of options here. I would have expected to see influencer, streamer, a whole mess of things. That should have been there. But again, these are your answers, America, not ours. Because if this was scientific, this wouldn't be a game show. Let's just be honest with ourselves here. All right, do we have an answer?
Retail.
Show me retail! Wow! All right. One, you guys take the points. Let's see number six. Ah, yes. Number five. You know what? Makes a lot of sense. Number four. We'll take that one too. We'll take that one too. But you guys win the points on that one. We're on to number seven. Which now our points, if I'm understanding correctly, are triple. I'm getting the thumbs up. Let's get our next two family members up here. Oh, that's a good question, Nahanu. What are the points up to? Let's see here. The Wacky Wavable Inflatable Arm Men are at 382. And over on the other side, we've got 224. Unless I'm not seeing all the answer properly, which if I am not, audience, please call me out for it. Now, question number seven. Now, this is important for both of you, I'm not going to lie, because I really need to know. Name a place furries might go to for a date!
The zoo.
Show me the zoo! It's number one! Now, here's the question, Kobo. A lot of risk up here. Are you going to play or are you going to pass?
We'll pass it.
You're gonna pass. All right, Drayton, you can answer. You're gonna be the first one to answer. Okay. Name something, a place furries might go to for a date.
An animated movie.
Show me an animated movie. Woo-hoo. That was number five on the board. Wayon, name a place you would take a furry out on a date.
Convention.
Show me a convention! You know what? For Apocalypse definitely counts as a convention, which we again thank you for contending our convention here in 2022. Alright, Ahano, name a place a furry would go to for a date.
The aquarium.
Show me the aquarium! Oh, there's a lot of hesitation. It makes me ask some questions. Polar, name a place a furry would take another furry out on a date.
Only the highest class eatery, like McDonald's.
Show me Mickey D's! Restaurant, we'll take it!
We classify McDonald's as a restaurant, though.
That is a good point, but the answer is yes. You know why? Because I would probably get in a little bit of trouble if I wrote McDonald's up there.
Like their slogan should be ba-da-ba-ba-ba, okay, I guess.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Okay, we guess. Alright. Wildflower. Name a place you would take another furry out on a date.
Michael's.
What? Show me Michael's! The art supply shop is not on the list. Great, no pressure. With four answers on the board. Name a place furries would take another furry out on a date.
Just a quiet night in.
I feel like we're implying something, but let me see, Netflix and chill or a quiet night in? Oh, no. Could be a lot of answers on the board. A lot of answers. But you know what? If these guys come through with one answer that is currently on the board, they steal the round. Kovu, we're not going to talk to you anymore. Night!
Park.
Show me the park! That's the park, for those of you who aren't from Boston. Do We have a park! You guys have stolen the round. Well, let's get our next two contestants up here.
Yep.
Oh, right. I forgot about, you know, everything else that's supposed to happen in this game. Wayon, you can take a seat. Those are mine. I need these.
It's a yellow card.
Because otherwise I'm not going to remember the names of the questions. And we are going through these at blitz speed, which is good. That means I might actually get a break and some rest. But first, show me number 8.
Coffee shop.
Like Dunkin' Donuts, also not a sponsor. Number 7. All right. Definitely got some elderly millennials with that question. Number 3. Yes, bowling alley. Remember bowling alleys, guys? That actually happened, you know, back before there was COVID. They still exist, I guarantee you that. Let's bring up our next two contestants. Now, this is the last official round, because I'm not going to lie to you guys, and I'm not going to lie to the audience. The last round is a joke round, because it is, in fact, a trick question. But we're going to ask those questions any to everybody that's out here, because that is the last joking round, and we think it would be fun to do that. But this round is the last round that's here, and there's a lot to be played for. Yes, I'm stalling, and I'm going to make it happen. We've got 3 times the points. We have 452 for our curly friends over here. Sorry, Traxxas. And we've got... Anyway, did I say that right? Yes. No. Yes, I did say 452 over here to 382 for our Wacky Weevil Inflatable Arm Men over there. Now, this is really important. Say you're going to a furry convention without saying you're going to a furry convention. Cam.
Having fursuit stickers on your car.
All right. Show me having fursuit stickers on your car. Ooh, not on the list. This might be a lot more challenging than we thought. Wayon, say you're going to a furry convention without going to a furry convention. Or never mind. You know what I'm talking about.
Are you sure?
Say you're going to a furry con without saying you're going to a furry con. We're looking for the excuse you may or may not use with other people when going to a furry con.
Visiting friends.
Show me visiting friends! That's number 1. Excuse me, number 2. Wait, are you guys going to play or are you guys going to pass? They're going to play, and they're going to need to win on this one. Otherwise, it goes to the curly friends. Ahanu, say you're going to a furry con without saying you're going to a furry con.
I have, like, a work conference.
Show me work! Business! Wait, what does that say over there? Audience, what does it say? We'll take it. Biz/family trip. Polar, on answer number, say you're going to a furry con without saying you're going to a furry con.
I usually just tell my family I'm going to a nerd convention.
Show me a nerd convention. Anime slash sci-fi con, all right! Again, when I say nerd convention, we're talking about sci-fi, anime, hot, and we're not talking about the candy. Although, if Nerds has a convention, please let me know. Wildflower, say you're going to a furry con without saying that you're going to a furry con.
I need PTO.
Yep. All right, show me I need PTO. Good answer, though. Good answer. Brayden, 3 answers on the board. Say you're going to a furry con without saying that you're going to a furry con.
I'm just visiting the city in a specific time of year. No big deal.
Show me. I'm just, you know, particularly going to something. You know, no, that's not like that. I'm even thinking about it. You know, whatever. AKA, show me being non-specific. Does that work? No! It's a good answer, though. That's what I would have written down. Wayon, no pressure, but there are 2 strikes against your team, and you need this for the win. So, no pressure. Say going to a furry con without going to a furry con. Without saying that you're going to a furry con.
I went to Disneyland.
Now that is a good answer. I don't know if I could use that 9 times a year, though. Unless my boss thinks I now have made of extra money. Show me Disneyland? Now, as these guys are doing all of this, again, our last round is in fact a joke round. We're going to go through, we're going to ask a lot of things, because we're going to ask the question, did our contestants actually remember who the official sponsor is of this wonderful furry feud? All right. Namu, do you know it? Do you want to go somewhere else? Okay. Kovu, we're not going to talk to you still. Draxus, do you know? Okay, Draxus. Say you're going to a furry con without me actually going to a furry con. You need this. Not really for the win, but you still need it.
I'm going on a road trip with some friends.
Show me road trip! But, if I'm not mistaken, that still means these guys still take the win. But before we celebrate, show me number 6! Packed luggage. Oh, I get it. It's like if you have you got your packed luggage and then you have your gigantic tote next to it. Yes, I'm totally not going to a furry con. That makes sense. Show number 5. Oh, I get it now. Do you get it? Do you want me to explain it to you after the game? I'm not going to lie, that took me a minute too. Show me number 3.
It's not wrong.
You know, that does work. Sometimes it does take you 3 days to go through the entire Southwick Zoo in Massachusetts 9 times a year. Anyway, let's give it up for Girlfriends 2 Electric Boogaloo! Now, as you guys have won...
Hold on.
No, you guys, they won or they lost?
They lost the steal, so the other team won.
Oh! So you guys actually won. Yes! That's right. They're like winning by default. Let's go on to our joke round. Who is the one sponsor for this furry feud? Polar, who is the name of our sponsor? Show me Om is not that wasn't even an answer. Om is not a sponsor. Grammar is also not a sponsor.
I'm not sure if I can say it.
Oh no.
BD.
Is BD, and if you know what I'm talking about, a certain company of dragons,
yeah.
Are they on the board? No, they're not. Probably good. All right, Ahanu, who is our official sponsor for this wonderful convention? Again, 5 fake answers, 1 actual answer.
Fur Affinity.
Show me Fur Affinity. Ooh. Marimu, I'm only asking you this because you have a knife. I'm not going to lie. We got 5 fake answers, 1 real answer. Who is a sponsor for this event?
Amino? I don't know.
Show me Amino. I like how we had to add extra, X's on that round. That feels appropriate. Draxus, give me one of our fake sponsors for this event.
I'm going to go with any random Middle Eastern airline.
Show me the airline industry. Delta Airlines. There's a certain pilot out there who may or may not be a con chair of another convention of mine who is probably sneezing right now and also preparing to have me killed. Moving on, Max, name one of our fake sponsors for this event.
Starbucks.
Show me Starbucks? Starbucks is not one of the answers. We're going to have to start explaining this because we've almost hit everybody. Knight, give me one of the fake sponsors of our event.
Energy drinks.
Show me energy drinks. Not there. Cam, give me one of the fake sponsors of this event.
Raid Shadow Legends.
Show me Raid Shadow Legends. Raid Shadow Legends is definitely not a sponsor of this event, but definitely deserves to be up on that board. All right, let's see here. Who have I not asked yet? I haven't asked you. I haven't asked you two? You three? It's Brayden and Wayon. Brayden, give me one of our fake sponsors of this event.
Considering it's you, Lobster.
Give me Lobster! Safe bet. Safe bet, though. Wayon, give me a fake sponsor of this event.
Clams.
Give me clams. All right. Have I asked everybody other than Kovu here? Good. Let's see everything else. This is important because Kovu is going to tell you exactly who our sponsor is because he is, in fact, the sponsor of this event. But not just him. But let's see. Number six. What? Oh, I get that one too. That took me a second. Number five. Oh, yeah, we don't like those people. Number three. Oh, it's like kind of like Manscaped, but for fursuits. And now, our number one answer, and the actual sponsor of this event, given to you by the con chair.
Could it possibly be Maine's Furry Convention for Cationland happening April 14th to 16th at the Holiday in Portland by the Bay?
Show me Furcationland! That's right, Furcationland, coming in to see you this April. Make sure you pick up a flyer. They're all up and around. I've been Hawk Borland. This has been Curly Friends 2, Electric Boogaloo, our Wacky Waveable Inflatable Arm Men, and thank you so much for coming to Furry Feud here at Furpocalypse.